Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. Tonight is a wonderful night. Today we have Kelly Rosano on, and her website is kellyrosano.com. She is an astrologer, a coach. She has tons of information on her website. Highly recommend you go check it out. Sign up for her newsletter. Because it was her newsletter that I called her up and said, Kelly, I got to get you on again. This is like awesome stuff. So, hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jen.
It's always good to talk to you. Now, there's so much going on right now. We both know this is a pre-record, and me and Kelly were talking about the fact that Mercury retrograde is really hitting hard this time.
Yes, it is. It's really putting everything in reverse and making simple tasks very difficult to perform. So we have to keep redoing and re-stepping and false starts. You know, you can have a false start where you think you're about to do something only to find out it's been canceled, or you're on the wrong day at the wrong time, or something happens, you know, because communication breaks down.
Yeah. And I have to say that's been happening to me since it started. Something every day.
Well, you're human. We're human. We're in these human bodies. And our brain is always processing information. Our brain is ruled by Mercury. And, you know, so it's very easy for us to be unconscious. You know, mm-hmm. We sometimes have to literally practice being consciously aware. Where am I? Where am I supposed to be? And whom am I supposed to be with right now?
Yes, and, you know, it is very interesting that at the same time, though, there really is, I mean, there is a beautiful new moon energy on the 14th that really was a very nice way of really getting some new opportunities to set your intentions for the next 30 days. And I feel like I set these wonderful intentions, and immediately it blew up in my face.
I know. And see, that's the challenge is, you know, the new moon on the 14th of April was a fabulous, that's why I was thrilled to write about it. I always love when I have good news to give people. You know, so I was thrilled to write about this fabulous, you know, positive, adventurous, risk-taking, boldness, high-energy new moon. Yet, you know, I knew the little gremlins were stirring in the background because it was so weird how on the 14th, you know, and since the sun went into Aries last month, you know, we had this lead-up of this, you know, get it done now,
yeah.
A sense of urgency, got to get it done now, because, you know, on the 18th, Mercury goes retrograde, and then yesterday the sun goes into Taurus, and Aries is the fastest moving sign of the zodiac, and Taurus is the slowest moving sign of the zodiac. So, you know, so you look at that with Mercury ruling our brains and communication, transportation. I'm sure the people in Europe can, you know, appreciate this.
Yeah.
You know, and so with that going in reverse and the sun going right into, so you have the new moon at the end of the month is kind of interesting. So it was like hurry up to slow down and hurry up to don't do anything or hurry up to reschedule, you know. And so it really shows you how important it is to know what energies we're working with.
Most definitely. So,
because,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking over your wonderful newsletter. And it really was a very positive one that even though it might be with retrograde, you always have to replan, regroup, make sure you got all your plans, you know, all your ducks in a row, shall we say. So in a sense, it's like you set your intentions and now the universe is saying, okay, do you really want to do that? And do you really have your plan in order correctly? So there is kind of a positive twist to it in the sense that you can really sit back, look at your plan and make sure that you're not missing a step.
Absolutely. Timing is everything.
And yes.
It doesn't mean that if it's not happening right now for us, that your dreams are not going to happen. Okay,
yes.
So you're right. Yeah. Is he, you know, Aries and that new moon, fiery energy, you know, it brings up a lot of aspirations in the time of spring. We're in this energy of new beginnings. Everything is growing, blooming. It's the time of year where you want to be planting your seeds, starting mm-hmm. new projects, investing in your future.
And it's almost like with the retrograde happening right after, it's like, do you really want to put your seed there? Are you sure you're not going to put it over there instead? That might be a better location for you. So it's like, even though it's really hit me hard and I've just had to laugh every day because I knew exactly what was going on. It really has is okay. Let's go over my list of things to do, my plan of action and make sure that I haven't missed that step. Especially since right now is really a critical time to almost understand that this is really a time to really get on your path to make sure your destiny and your fate is in the right place. Now, I know there's a difference. Can you explain the difference between destiny and fate?
Yeah. Being the astrologer, you know, all my life since I was 10 years old, I came in this way, gifted and my third eye wide open and, you know, of course, considered very strange, but a strange child. I've known from the beginning that astrology is so important because if you know your natal chart, you can know your destiny. And there's a lot of information out there. I Googled fate versus destiny yesterday because I wanted to see what other people were saying. And there's a lot of misconceptions. So this is my humble opinion from my experience of what I'm seeing, you know, is you choose your chart before you come in. Before mm-hmm. you're born, you sit down with your guides, which is actually your higher self, and you sit down and you negotiate who you want to be in this life, why you want to be that person, what you've come here to do, and that's your destiny. Okay, so that's what I mean by you are the master of your destiny, and
right.
you create your own destiny. Okay, now you have a lot of say there because your destiny, in reading it from the natal chart, is the person you signed up to be in this life. So for you, you signed up to be a Sag. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm the Leo. Okay. And so we've come through with these energies. Okay. And soul potential through these energies. You also have many other. You have 12 areas of your life that are, you know, we call them the 12 houses. And these areas are huge, and they're complex, and they're deep. And so when you read them, you really begin to see, okay, this person is going to be published. This person is going to have a lot of kids. This person is really staying away from relationships in this life. Whereas mm-hmm. this person has a lot of soul agreements for marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we not only have our destiny, we have our life plan, we have our dharma, okay? And dharma is another word for your unique positioning in your work in this life. In other words, your point of brilliance. What Jennifer has come to do that I can't do, no one else can do because it's only in your chart. It's assigned to you. Okay? And so that's your dharma. That's what I'm always working to get people to, is get them to their authentic power, living their life from the inside out, from who they truly are, from what they really are, aligned with your core values, having a healthy, happy, powerful relationship with self, which is your inner being, soul, your God potential. When you have that, you're unstoppable. You can do anything because you're not following other people's stars. You're following your own star. So destiny is your soul agreements that you agreed to before you came in that's written in your chart. Okay? So in other words, you can see where the person is going to be pulled along in this life. And you have soul agreements with other people. That's why I've written, you know, in my soulmate book, no relationship is a mistake. Mm-hmm. All relationships come together on agreement. So there's always agreements that we have with people.
Yes. Sometimes you wish you could rewrite those contracts, but yes, they've come into your life for a reason.
And you can rewrite your contracts. That's
yes.
The beauty of destiny. But it takes someone who's very consciously aware. That's why the quote, you know, it's a wise man who rules the stars, it's a fool that's ruled by them, which the mm-hmm. Cosmic Muffin said up in Boston when I was growing up. What that means is if you're aware of the energy you're working with, if you're aware of your destiny, if you're aware of your astrology, you can rule it. You rise above it.
Right.
If you are not consciously aware, you are unconscious. Being pulled by world events, being pulled by what other people want from you, being pulled what society tells you you're supposed to be, being pulled by what the church tells you you're supposed to be, being pulled by your family, and you become the victim of your astrology or the victim of fate, okay? So here's the distinction is from my understanding is destiny is what you are creating. And what you agreed to before you came in, which you will have opportunity to recreate like we are right now because we're all ending 3D karma and we're moving up to fourth and fifth dimension. And so we're ending mm-hmm. all of these bad karmic relationships and bad karmic jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Fate is what kicks you back on your path when you don't follow your destiny. So like the example I used in my newsletter about the person who's sitting in the job, and I hate my job, you know, it's mm-hmm. my karma, and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, you would cry too if it happened to you. And so while you're sitting there, you know, crying in your karma, fate comes along and kicks you out,
mm-hmm.
you see? So you get laid off. You're standing there, oh, I can't believe I got laid off. You know, yeah, but you told me you hated your job for the past 2 years.
Exactly. I had a friend who did that exact thing, and she's an Aries. She's got a lot of Aries in her chart, and it actually happened around the new moon.
And so
she got her things up and just, yeah, I know I asked for this. I know this, Jen.
See, so she is consciously aware. That's what fate is. Fate comes in and kicks your butt back on your path, basically. So in other words, destiny is what you signed up for, what you created between you and your higher self, which is God. Inner being, soul, whatever you want to call, you know, higher self, holy Christ self, I am presence, Buddhic presence, God consciousness. When you are connecting to your higher power, you recognize that your higher self is what's guiding you through this life. And what you've signed up for can be read right in your chart. And that's why I want people to know their charts. So that they can, mm-hmm. there's nothing more fascinating than understanding yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And, okay. So
let me just say, wrap that up there. So destiny is what we are co-creating in each moment, what we've agreed to do with other people, what our particular gifts are, and everyone has a destiny. Okay? And fate mm-hmm. can be either positive or negative, okay? Fate comes more at us in an unconscious way, where it sweeps in and just shocks us awake, and the next thing you know, our life is completely changed. But really, it's
yes.
still, it's still because you went off path in some way, or you, you know, like not wanting to leave the job for the money, you really off, you're wasting time, you're off path, when you really
mm-hmm.
need to be finding your purpose in life. And so fate will come in and knock you out of there.
Yeah, and I can give a really quick example. I've been doing psychic readings for the last 10 years. I love doing it. But early on I said, you know I'm going to be a writer. I'm supposed to be writing all these books. And I'll be doing the psychic readings as like a hobby on the side for fun. But I continue to do the psychic reading and not really doing too much of the writing. And all of a sudden, I was working on this phone line, and all of a sudden, overnight, I lost 2,500 clients overnight because I was kicked off that phone line. If that isn't, you know, fate saying,
absolutely.
Okay,
there you have it.
We had a chance.
No,
do it.
But in all fairness to you, Jen, you have the sun in the ninth house of publishing.
Yes.
Okay. You have Mars, your chart ruler, in the fifth house of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Of creativity, of television and radio, communication, right? Okay?
Right.
Now, this Uranus-Jupiter couple that I'm so excited about is going to ignite in your 12th house. Okay? And so you're going to be someone who finds herself published. But your real fame and fortune isn't coming, you know, it's a few years away, because what happens is Uranus and Jupiter ignite in Aries in your 12th house, which is behind the scenes, which is about you writing everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
About getting published and being the writer. And then Uranus, see, your sun is at almost 27 degrees Sag, so it's a late Sag sun.
Yes.
Your Mars is almost at 25 degrees Leo, which is a late Leo Mars,
yes.
Okay? I know I'm astrobabbling, guys. Just bear with me. But this is really cool, because this is what I'm talking about. When you read a chart and you see someone's destiny, okay, she's got the Uranus-Jupiter igniting in her 12th house. In astrology, we always go in who, what, where, who, what, where. Who? Jupiter and Uranus. What? Aries. Where? 12th house, okay? Because it's happening in your 12th house, it's happening behind the scenes, and it has everything to do with you are still going to spend the next several years writing more than you're even writing right now.
Oh, I know that.
Okay. So what that tells me is what you're writing right now is just the beginning of your path, because when Uranus in about, you know, 5 years from now starts forming a grand trine to your Mars and Sun in the ninth house, you know, that's when you'll really be out there and publish, like big time, big time. And that's like five years away.
And it's very interesting, because I said, come on, guys, I'm supposed to be writing. Give me the inspiration. And my guidance are going, divine timing, Jen, divine timing. You're writing. Just relax. You'll be out there. So it really is, I am writing. And I need to get that stuff out there. And I am doing radio, and I think I'm going to be doing more radio, just because I do have fun with it. So it is very interesting. Now, I would like to also talk about the Saturn deal that's going
you
on.
You had to bring that up.
Well, yeah, because it's very interesting, because I did Ayurvedic. Jewelry, actually, to really pump up my Jupiter and get me things going. But all it did was really pump up all the negativity in my life. And as soon as I took that ring off, everything shifted.
Exactly.
And I put on and that was a yellow sapphire. Then I'm now wearing a tanzanite, which really emphasizes my Saturn, which is restriction, more focus. And I found it fascinating how I did the opposite of what I thought I would do, and it's really working for me a lot better.
You're working with the energies. okay?
I'm working with the energies.
You're working with the energies because, I mean, I love Jupiter. He's my favorite planet. However,
I like him. He's fun.
He's awesome. But the problem is he expands everything he's touching. So what if you're trying to lose weight? You don't want Jupiter there. You want Saturn there. You want limitation, right? If we're trying to take some pounds off the body, right? We're trying to slim down.
Right.
Spring's here. Summer's around the corner. Okay. You want Saturn there because Saturn will limit you. Saturn will restrict you. So Saturn will be standing there, you know, looking at you going, what are you eating that for? You get up and go out. go walk. Go jog. Go do something, you know. Whereas Jupiter would be like, well, sure, you can have that. And have this, too. And how about this?
Yeah.
You know? More, you know. The Saturn-Uranus opposition is huge. It's changing our world. It's one of the things that is changing our world. You know, there's two factors going on. One is the intense astrology, and the other is that we are leaving third dimension. We are moving into fifth dimension. First, fourth, then fifth. And because of that, all of the systems we have in place, government, education, transportation, healthcare, all of it, are no longer working. The models we are using, even now, are no longer serving the people. Some of them serve the few, but they don't serve the people. The age
right.
of Aquarius, which we're moving into, is about rethinking our values based on the good of the whole, the highest good for all concerned, not just the, you know, the top few at the top. It's about recognizing what do we value as a people? What do we value? Do we value community or do we value consumption at any cost? Just consume to have an economy. And yet, you know, we're not connecting to each other. We're not, you know, really creating that sense of family and support to live a good life, basically, you know, to have
right.
a happy life. And Saturn and Uranus are in here facing off to really look at these things. And whatever is not built on integrity, whatever is built on the old values of greed, doesn't matter what we do to people, doesn't matter what we do to the planet, greed, money, profit. It's not going to work. It's not working. It's not going to work. And so it's interesting, like right now, what we have in the government where, you know, the government's going after Wall Street, and yet the government is what created it, you know, I mean, allowed it, so to speak, is that, you know, the bankers on Wall Street have been able to get away with what they've been doing because the senators, the House of Representatives, have been in their pocket. And now the government's like, well, we're gonna expose your lies, we're gonna expose your scams, but we have to correct the government as well because the system hasn't changed. They're still mm-hmm. taking money from Goldman Sachs. They're still taking money from AIG and the 13 banks that are too big to fail. And so until we break up these banks, we could see another catastrophic collapse again. And believe me, I don't want it to happen, and I'm not saying it because I want it to happen. You know, it was horrible going through the last one, but I have to say is that, you know, Saturn and Uranus are the system changers, and I'm not saying the government isn't trying to do good things or you know, pick on anybody here, but I don't know if what they do can even stop what needs to happen again. Because here's the problem. The elites, the status quo, are still acting like they're in control and that everything's fine. It's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
but it's not. And the systems that we have in place and the people in power are not going to be able to stay in power. And these systems are not going to be able to continue as they have been. And it's the energy. It's literally the energy. And that's what's so wonderful, you know, because in the past we used to have to go to war to change things. Now it's going to, we're all being pulled through the eye of the needle. No one is exempt from this. Every single one of us has to come into an alignment, has to come from integrity. And if you're not, you know, you're just going to get instant karma. You know what I mean? You're just going to get, it's like so fast now. It's like, as soon as you're out of
order,
whack. You know, and so we're going to see some pretty big changes here in the years to come, because if people are not coming from their integrity, then it's not going to work. If they're not coming from honor, if they're not coming from truth, if they're not coming from spiritual awareness, if they don't have character, you know, I mean, these guys on Wall Street, they sleep fine at night after destroying the world economies. You know, they go to sleep at night, and, you know, they don't have any, you know, challenge with what they've done. And the irony is they stole all this money, they don't think it's bad, and they're not making any products. Whereas the rest of us, every day we get up, we create a product or a service. And that's what economies are based on. I don't think there's anything wrong with capitalism, so to speak, except when you use it this way. If we're using capitalism as our model for business, where we are producing products and services for the good of the people, then we're using capitalism correctly. But if we're using
right.
capitalism just to take money out of the economy and bet against the American people, bet against you buying a house, bet against you buying a car, bet against you paying your credit card, betting against you, okay, then we're destroying our economy and we're not producing anything. And that's what's been happening over the last 10, 15
years. Several
years.
Decades. Actually, it's been building up for some time, hasn't it?
It has. It has. You know, you can watch Michael Moore's movie, Capitalism, It's a Love Story. And it really takes us back to Reagan, when Reagan basically sold us out to corporate America.
So, okay, now, let's go back to happier things. Now, when is the Jupiter going into Pisces and the Uranus in Pisces, right? Jupiter is now in Pisces, correct?
Yes.
Jupiter is in Pisces. Okay, and then Neptune is also, so you got to be careful of kind of overemphasizing the illusion?
Well,
since, you know, with Neptune being so close to Jupiter, am I reading this wrong?
No, you're right. That's a good way of saying it. Overemphasizing the illusion. Yeah. And so, you know, that's part of the challenge for all of us right now, is that we can't be attached to anything. And, you know, and just to say is, though, you know, even though, you know, we're seeing all these things happening in our economy and Wall Street and all of that, this is good what's happening.
It's awesome.
This is not bad, okay? It may be uncomfortable for us, and if you still have your 401k in somewhere, yeah, you know, I'm not excited for you, you know. However, the truth will set us free. First, it'll piss us off, but then it'll set us free. The truth is good. Like, what's happening? The only way you can fix a problem is if you acknowledge it. So we've got to know what's going on, and we need to, you know, improve what we have and restore our systems to that of which is honor and integrity. So we don't need to run away from this stuff. We don't need to be afraid of it. We don't need to be scared of it. We need to understand that what's happening is for the highest good of all concerned, because we are exposing the liar and the lie, and we are bringing truth, back to the people. And this is what will bring in the Age of Aquarius. This is what will bring in prosperity and unlimited jobs, unlimited growth potential, because there's a lot of good companies out there. Look at Apple. There's a lot of good people making great products and offering fabulous services, and mm-hmm. what we want to do is empower them and have the money there for them, because those are the golden age companies. Those are the Aquarian age companies that will be here 10, 20, 50, 100 years from now. The Jupiter-Uranus is fabulous. Okay, so while we're getting the Saturn-Uranus, which is saying get real, let go of the past, stop holding on, but do it in a real way, in a responsible way, Jupiter and Uranus are conjuncting, and they can bring in sweeping changes, and I think they're going to bring in a lot of positive beginnings for people happening here really soon. One of the things is we started the beginning of the year almost in reverse. When I look at the astrology, it's almost as if the beginning of 2010 will come in June. and that's because when we started in January 1st, 2010, Mercury was retrograde, Mars was retrograde, and Mars rules what you do in the world. Mars rules your drive in life. Mars rules work. And so Mars, being in reverse, he still is stationary. He hasn't passed that point of retrograde, which will come May 16th when he moves past the 19th degree point of Leo. So Mars will be moving forward. Mercury is retrograde again now, okay? Mercury will be direct May 11th, okay? Uranus and Jupiter conjunct in Aries is a real upbeat, sweeping energy of enthusiasm, excitement, passion, fun, and it's also very psychic and spiritual. It's a huge step up, so that things that we weren't able to digest or understand before, we may be able to assimilate really easy now. So your brain will improve.
Go on.
Your brain is actually going to improve with this energy. Like, you may be able to get insight into problems that you haven't been able to solve before. And the way they're coming together, it is taking us into a new reality. I think we're going to be able to see how powerful we are and how powerful of a manifester we are. You see? So in other words, I think this energy coming in June is going to show you, like, as soon as you say it, it manifests, or as soon as you think it, that person calls. As soon as you focus your mind on something, you can instantly manifest it. This is a new reality coming in.
Okay, I got a question on that, though. You said how this energy is coming in. How is it different than it might have been? I mean, is there another way that this very strong positive energy could have come in that might have been, I want to say, under the carpet or a little bit more behind the scenes? Because isn't Jupiter kind of, I mean, isn't Uranus kind of behind the scenes anyway?
No, Uranus isn't. Well, he is, I think what you mean is he's a transcendental planet. In other words, he's not a personal planet like Mercury and the Moon and the Sun. He is,
right.
He represents the collective consciousness.
Right.
And so we may not always be aware of how he's stirring, because he may not be on us personally, and because he represents the group as a whole, the collective as a whole, we may not think that we are feeling it personally. But I'll tell you, when you have a Uranus transit, or you've got Uranus strong in your chart, you're what I call Uranian. You know, you are fully feeling the power of Uranus in your life. And Uranus is lightning. He's light speed. He moves things very quickly. He is genius. He's your genius. He represents your genius. He represents your unique abilities, your unique gifts, your unique way of seeing the universe. And coming together with Jupiter, the largest planet, which expands everything it touches, in Aries, fire, okay? See, part of the challenge has been is Uranus has been in the last 7 years in Pisces, which is, you know, behind the scenes, very wishy-washy, spiritual, nebulae kind of energy. So we haven't necessarily been very concretely aware of how Uranus is activating in our personal lives. Okay, it's definitely been stepping people up psychically and intuitively and energetically. But most folks aren't aware of those things. And so they don't know it's necessarily doing that with them. With it moving into Aries, the first sign, the I'm in your face sign, we're going to be very consciously aware that something is afoot at the Circle K. You know, we're going to be very consciously aware that something's going on here that is new. And it can be new starts in your life, a sweeping change that comes in out of the blue. Uranus is out of the blue. Out of the blue, you never expected. And from this corner, you get this incredible opportunity. You get an opportunity to travel. You get an opportunity to go work on this incredible project. Like a dream that you've been holding for a long time can be activated now.
Now, when is the conjunction starting?
End of May.
End of May.
But
how long does it?
It's going to be on for a year.
How long is a year?
A year.
Wow, bonus.
Exactly. That's yeah, so significant.
I actually have Pluto trine Uranus right now in my chart for the next year. So, yes,
that's
I'm on about Uranus.
That's a fabulous transformational energy because both are collective. They represent the collective and Pluto trine Uranus, when Pluto gives you a trine, it's nice because you can make gradual changes instead of abrupt changes that can often come with the squares and the oppositions and the conjunctions. So trine is harmonious and easy. But anyway, so for everybody right now, this Jupiter Uranus is delicious. It's eye opening. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's going to step you up psychically, intuitively, spiritually, mentally. Your brain is going to change. It's like we're getting a new chip put in the brain, and we're going to be a much faster processor.
Awesome.
So if we have all these newfound abilities and powers, that means we can do more. That means we can manifest more. We can create more. We can produce more. We can make our lives better.
Okay, let me ask the question being a little bit of the devil's advocate here. Can you abuse this in any way?
Okay, that's an excellent, excellent question. It's not so much abuse, but the problem is for some people...
Or misuse.
I don't know if it's... I'm not concerned about misusing. It's more like...
Okay.
If you are not a balanced person to begin with, okay, if you have emotional problems or, you know, depression or schizophrenia or bipolar or, you know, whatever is going on with you, this is a huge amount of life force energy that's going to be pouring into us through the crown chakra, through our spinal column. If you're not a balanced person, the very energy that could be lighting you up where you're, you know, writing 10 books over there, another person can be flipping out. So you're over there going, oh, I just got another idea. Here's my next book. And off you go, right? And then, you know, 50,000 words later, you know, you pick your head up. Well, you know, the guy down the street, he could be flipping out from this energy. See, that's part of the challenge right now. That's why everything is so extreme with people. We got, you know, the Tea Party and all these other people running around is this energy stirs people up. And they don't understand that this stir-up is the goddess-like energy being beamed at them. And so because they don't know what it is, they assume it's going to be bad or assume it's going to be, you know, socialism or, you know, when it's Aquarianism. It's not socialism. It's Aquarianism. Okay. So I'm not sure, like, you know, everybody, depending on how grounded you are, how much you meditate, how good your diet is, this energy is going to hit you. And, you know, like I said, one person's having breakthroughs, another person's having breakdowns.
But even the breakdowns can actually be good if it's handled correctly. I mean,
you really
if it's
sad.
Breaking down all the all the blocks and stuff and making you realize what you're doing, I always try and find the positive in things. That's the Sag.
I know. I love it. That's what I love about Sagittarius. You're always looking for that greener pasture. I agree, though. I mean, all paths lead to source. You know, whether you're going to do it in this lifetime or you're going to take another million lifetimes to get home to source, all paths lead to source. And, you know, everybody's learning where they're learning. And, you know, God bless people that have those kind of situations going on where they're not strong in their body or they're not strong in their mind. You know, it's very challenging, you know. Yet you have a body and you're here, which means you always have opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You always have opportunity.
Now, something else that might be throwing in the mix is Kryon, the wounded healer, bringing up all those wounds to the surface. Is that going to be a huge challenge for people?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know if people are even going to notice Chiron. You know, the reason is because Chiron acts like a planet in our astrology, but he's an asteroid between Saturn, the past, and Uranus, the future. So he's floating out there between Saturn and Uranus. And his energy is so subtle that people aren't always aware that they're being, you know, influenced by Chiron, and especially now he's in Neptune. Now, the good thing is, watch, he will affect us collectively because we're going to see more compassion in the world. We're going to see more compassion, you know, for each other and in our society. And so that's an upbeat, positive, I think, is whenever we become more compassionate for each other.
Yes, is
a blessing. And so Chiron into Neptune, I think is going to be better than Chiron has been in Aquarius. But it's interesting because see, we've got Jupiter and Uranus. They're in Pisces right now, and they're going to be in Pisces together. They're going to skip over into Aries. So now they're in Pisces. Well, the ruler of Pisces is Neptune. So we go look at Neptune. Neptune's in Aquarius. Well, that brings us back to Uranus. You see, so there's a dance going on between Neptune and Uranus, which is all about this spiritual, compassionate step up collectively, you know, is where we realize, hey, you know what? We're all in this together. We're in this together. We're all connected. Forget this Republican, Democrat baloney. We the people, we're here together, and we need to solve problems. We need to decide who we are as a people. What kind of people are we? And we need to take the power back and really look at who we want in a leadership position. Do we want just the guy that just wants to make money and goes around with a big ego? Or do we want a guy that is spiritually aware, that makes his choices? You know, the best leaders are always the ones that care about the soul of the people. They care about the soul of the group, not just their own needs. They're looking at what does the people need? What does America need? What does our country need? What do our people need? And so we as a people, as we become more consciously aware of what we're choosing, we're going to have better leaders. We're going to have more spiritually advanced leaders because they're going to reflect back to us our improved values.
And we can always enjoy that.
See, right now we've been, not you and I, but the majority, it's been about, you know, whatever you can get away with. that's why we're seeing continuously in our leaders, you know, they're doing whatever they can get away with, okay? Well, what if we get to a point where we become very consciously aware of wanting spiritual values and values of community and compassion, and therefore we elect or put in position leaders that represent those higher values. What a world mm-hmm. we would have if all the leaders had a God consciousness, not an ego consciousness, but God consciousness, where they were making their choices from a higher mind rather than the ego, which can never be satisfied. And
right.
is fear. The ego is fear.
So, the Jupiter
uh-huh.
conjunct Uranus is at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
We're getting Mercury going straight about
yes.
the middle of the month.
Yeah.
Now, we've got two other planets. It's going to be a while before Pluto goes out of retrograde, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I see June as like the first start of the year for many of us, because that will be the first time in the year where we're getting such a cosmic push forward, and the personal planets aren't moving backwards. Because Pluto is retrograde, you know, for at least 6 months out of the year. And so,
right.
He's one of the collective planets. But when the personal planets, like Mercury or Mars, is retrograde, or Venus, it's challenging. It's very challenging to get things done and move projects forward. So with everybody being happily direct and flying forward next month, and by the end of next month, Jupiter and Uranus coming together, I see that as a great light. It's like the star of your life, your destiny, where everybody's going to get a glimpse at their destiny. And June is going to be such a forward-moving energy that I think a lot of people are going to move in June, start new projects in June, new relationships, you know, things that they've always wanted to do, and you know, for whatever reason, they've been waiting, and then all of a sudden, it just, the door opens, and wham, they're on their path, and they're doing what they love.
And that's what we're all heading for, because
yeah.
if you love your job, you're on your path. And
you're on your path.
And it's very interesting that I feel like I'm on my path. I might be maybe half a degree off because of the writing situation, but I'm not, because I do love writing, and I do love doing the readings and the coaching and really helping people get back on their path and really realizing what their dreams are. And as you do, and you do a wonderful job, and you have so many wonderful products and services, I really want to make sure to cover over some of those real quickly, because you do have coaching. You also do astrology readings. Are you doing any classes right now, or is that on hold?
Right now, I don't have any classes signed up. However, people can purchase the Thriving Program from my website, which is a coaching class designed for people to use at home, in their car. It's a one-on-one where I'm coaching you as if we were one-on-one in session. And I created that program specifically for this time we're living in, to really empower people. Because, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. You know, these things need to change, and we know that. If we're following our own star, we're not going to be sucked up into other people's dramas or the negativity, because we're staying on our path. And that's where your protection is. That's where your strength is, like for you, is knowing that you are here to be a writer, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to continuously move in that direction, and you're going to see great success in the years ahead. So there's no hurry right now. There's no like, I've got it. If I don't get it done now, you know, I miss my destiny. You can't miss your destiny. You can't miss your destiny. And we want to use this energy to take risks You see? Because if we're trying to play it so safe, where we're not doing anything and we're not trying anything new, you know, that's not healthy either. That's not, I don't think that's a solution to, you know, the scary stuff, you know, that we see out there. You know, I really believe that, this energy coming in here is to give us all a glimpse of what can be, to give you, the picture of your future, your divine destiny, your beautiful destiny. You know, you've come here to be happy. We didn't come here to suffer, and that's why it has to change. And that's why if we ask for it to change, it will change. And, you know, that's what Abraham teaches with the law of attraction, just simply by saying, we want abundance. We want abundance in the economy. We want, you know, abundance in every area of our life. We're pulling it to us, and we're collectively creating it.
Mm-hmm. And especially this is the year of the tiger, which is all about having that courage to take that leap of faith. And with the Jupiter-Uranus mm-hmm. deal going on, that's even like mm-hmm. turbo tiger kind of deal going on there. So it's really the last part of this year is going to be really a good powerhouse for people to really see what their path is, really grab hold of it and move forward with it and really embrace their true selves.
Yeah, and that's all we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. You know, we have no control over what other people do. We have no control over world events. Our power lies in following our own path, following our own star. You know, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, this energy will be on, Jupiter and Uranus will be on for a year. They won't be on the whole time during the year. Like, they'll be on end of May and first part of June, and then they'll pull back, pull off, and then they'll come back again. And then, you know, but it'll last for at least a year, okay? So it'll take about a year for the whole cycle. And this, like I said, I see this as a huge gift from the universe, is that the universe is trying to show us, you know, don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about what's going on out there. Focus on what you can do. Focus on your heart's desire. Focus on what's true for you, what matters to you, what's real for you, and find your connection. Look for your passion. You know, is that another clue to knowing your destiny, is where you feel the greatest connection, where you feel the passion for what you're wanting to do. Those are your clues to your destiny, to what you're here to mm-hmm. do.
And, you know, once you find it, and it is, when I am writing, I am definitely in that zone. I feel very connected to source. And even when I'm doing my readings, and I do feel that I've had to experience life so I could write about it. So, you know, everything has a reason. I have seen every single thing that I've done along the way adding up to where I'm going. So I've never felt like I've wasted a moment. I might have been irritated at the moment, but overall, I know I'm going exactly where I'm supposed to be going. And a lot of people are realizing, you know, that sidestep I took really gave me something that I really needed to do for me and for my path. So, Kelly, time always flies with you. And this, again, Kelly's website is kellyrosano.com. Highly recommend you check it out. She always has wonderful blogs. Sign up for a newsletter. I always look forward to reading it every time she shows up. I see it, I immediately click on it. No hesitation. And again, Kelly, wonderful news of things. There might be a few bumps in the road, but as she says in her newsletter, always keep a good sense of humor, stay positive, and practice kindness to make your life better and the life of others better as well. So, Kelly, I thank you very much. This is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.